Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, Kane Brown hung out with us all week long, and I was so excited to get to sit down with him and talk about this upcoming record. We talked about, you know, the way this is going to sound, his new pop single, Grand, getting to write with Mike Posner, which is so cool, his Serial, his duet with his wife, his duet with Blake Shelton, so many great things. And I'm really, from what I've heard of this new record from Kane, Different Man, it is going to be amazing. So please enjoy my conversation with Kane Brown.
It's really good to see you. How have you been? How are things at the Brown household now? Two baby girls?
Yeah, they're great. Cody's starting to smile when she sees me, so that's cool. And then Kingsley's always daddy, daddy, daddy. She's kind of getting jealous. If I have Cody, she's got to be right on top of me.
So. I have to tell you that I think that video of you and her playing in the sink probably melted the iciest hearts in America. Like, that was so cute.
The smallest things make her laugh.
I know, right? I'm sure she's at that age where she's just like giggling all the time.
Oh, yeah. Anything I do. I wish there was a camera to show how dumb I look in the house
all the time
trying to make her laugh. Yeah,
that's so much fun. Well, congratulations on Like I Love Country Music rising up the charts. We were just talking back there. I can't believe, like, this is incredible. It's your fastest rising single.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's gotta feel so good.
It does. I was a little nervous at first, and then because you never know.
Yeah.
And even when people tell you like they want the song or whatever, and it was just exciting to see it actually happening.
For sure. Your eighth number one, how's that feel to say or to think about?
It feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm to the point now, I want to keep doing shows and, you know, I love radio. So it definitely helps.
You know, it's so funny. I was thinking about how, and I think I've said this to you before, but I remember one of the first times I interviewed you, this is probably like 6 years ago in New York. And I remember asking you like, what was on your bucket list? And you're like, I just want one number one song on country radio. And it's just been so cool to like see your journey and you turn into this superstar. And congratulations. This is really exciting. But talk to me about the day that you guys wrote Like I Love Country Music. Did you know that you wanted this like big, loud, in your face song, or did it like, how did it start out and how did it end up?
Yeah, so it's funny because we wrote it and we were super hyped on it. And then, so Dan Huff's my producer and everybody mm-hmm. knows he's amazing. He's a legend. So we took it to Dan and we ended up not being in love with the song, but it wasn't because of the song. It was just the production. It wasn't there. So we ended up putting it in our pocket and completely forgetting about the song.
Oh, yeah. This is a couple years old, isn't it?
Yeah. It was like, I think I wrote it in 2018.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
Yeah, or 2019. And then I remember I was on my bus at one of my shows, and we were working on the album, so I was just going through, like, my Dropbox of music, and it came, the demo version of the first time we wrote it came up, and my head just started bobbing, and I was like, why did we not listen to this? And I was like, oh, yeah, we mastered it. So I went and listened to the mastered version, and I was like, that's why. The production's not right. So I went back to Dan and told Dan what I wanted. And when he delivered it the second time, I was like, money. Like, this is it. Yeah.
That's so funny. I always like, I love the journey of like lives of songs in Nashville. Like just hearing like that one, like you know what I mean? Like if you hadn't been looking for that or hadn't listened to it again, like you may have forgot that it existed. Like I can only imagine what is sitting in your Dropbox that like people would die to hear.
Yeah. Or phones.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of, I've went through like four phones since then. So a lot of songs that I completely forgot that are still on those phones, I have no idea where they're at.
Oh my God, that's crazy. That's all that makes me sad, Kane. Don't tell me that there's like lost Kane Brown songs out there we won't hear. For you, when you have an idea, is that where you put it first? Is like in your phone, like you'll make a note for something and save it for a write?
Well, no, like they'll send it over. And so I don't ever save them. They're just in my text messages.
Oh God.
So I'll just, it's weird to, I don't want to describe how, they're just in my text messages.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then, the music video for this turned out so much fun. Did you have a good time like doing the line dancing and stuff with all the dancers?
I did. Luckily, I didn't have to be in there long for that. So I actually got a break while they were dancing and everything. But I will say it was long and my feet were killing me.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
I saw at the end, I read this wrong, but did Kate help with the styling on that? Like I saw her name in the credits, your wife.
She just said it looked good.
Oh, she did? I was going to say, because it said like talent stylist and Kate's name was listed as Kate Brown. And I was like, I wondered if she helped out a lot of times, like with like outfits and stuff for you. I feel like that would be something that she's really good at.
Nah, she tells me if she likes it. Kingsley should have got some credit for that.
Really?
Though. Yeah, she was bringing me my belts and everything. And yeah, she did a lot.
That's so sweet. It's got to be so fun to like have her like be able to like help you do stuff now and like really be able to interact after being
so
little.
She even pinned my pants. About it. Yeah, I was so nervous because she had a needle at the back of my leg.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. And that's so cute. And then you've also been teasing this new song, Grand. Tell me about this song.
So I'm really excited about Grand because we're... I wouldn't say we're pushing the envelope anymore, but we've always been kind of nervous to release pop stuff. And we've always kind of made it sound like a little country. And the pop world's even said that. Like, a lot of them wouldn't play it because they're like, he still has his country twang in his voice, which I just can't get rid of. I'm from Georgia, whatever. but anyway, so we just, you know, I wrote this song with my buddy Cam and Mike Posner, and I was in like a kind of a dark place. And it was basically during the COVID and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I just felt like I didn't know what I was doing anymore. And then I just found light in my family, you know, hanging out with my kids and then realizing like, Kane, you're an artist. Like, you have a great job and you just get to have fun. So stop being scared. Mm-hmm. And so we wrote this song and it's just talking about how my life's grand. And it's just a fun song that I think when everybody hears it, they're just going to be bumping it.
That's awesome. Hopefully, the previews that I've seen so far on like Instagram and TikTok, it sounds like such a cool song. But I think that that's a sentiment that so many people can relate to. Like, everyone went through that during the pandemic. Yeah. Like, no matter how good or bad your life was, you kind of have this moment where you're like, what is my purpose anymore?
Yeah,
because
you
couldn't
do anything.
Especially for you, like not being able to do any part of your job really.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah,
is so
torn.
Crazy.
It was all about jumping on TikTok and doing all this. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I know.
And
how was writing with Mike Posner?
It was awesome. He's so sweet and talented, and hopefully we get to do something else, but just a very nice and genuine guy. Like, when he's in the room, you just feel like there's sunshine in there.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. That's really good to know. And then you have kind of casually been tweeting about the new album, the title track of Different Man features Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Talk about how this came about.
So I brag about myself not a lot at all.
I was just going to say, I was like, where are you going? You definitely don't.
About the A&R position. I feel like I'm a really good A&R.
Yeah.
So when I heard the song, I listened to it a couple of times. The first person that popped in my head was Blake Shelton, just because he has God's Country. And then what's the song he's got right now? I Want to Come Back a Country Boy.
Yes.
It's kind of got like that little rock feel.
Mm-hmm. Similar vibe.
Yeah. So when I sent it to him, immediately got back to him and said he loved the song. And then I was just crossing my fingers to see if he was going to cut it.
Yeah.
And he did. Indeed. Love you, Blake.
Have you got to talk to him about it?
Not the finished version, but no. I'm super excited that he's on there.
That's awesome. That's like an idol type thing. You know what I mean? Like, you look up to Blake Shelton. You and I grew up listening to Blake Shelton, and now
I
song with him.
I cover him at my shows.
So yeah.
I'm excited for him to be on there.
What else can you share about what this next album looks like and sounds like for you?
I'm really excited. I think this is the best album I've came out with so far. I'm definitely finding I still haven't found myself completely, but I'm definitely finding how I want myself to sound in the future. And I think that, I like every song on the album. I can't say that about, you know, some of my last ones. We just
really,
I won't, you know, call them out.
Yeah.
But I like every song on this one. I think there's only, three that I don't think would be singles, mm-hmm. but there's 17 songs on there. So
17 songs. That's mm-hmm. awesome. You could have almost done a double there.
Yeah. So
that's really cool. And it's cool to hear you talk about, you know, finding your confidence as an artist. Like, cause I feel like I can see that in you in the last couple of years, like a shift. And when you talk about, you know, not totally being there yet and being aware of that, I think that's really mm-hmm. cool. And like knowing that you can like push the envelope a little bit, like I feel like you're in a good place.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because even with stage, like just in the last 2 months or 3 months, I feel like I found where I want to be on stage, and I'm still going to keep pushing that. But definitely music-wise, I know kind of where my sound's starting to go, and I'm excited about it instead of always trying to find it.
Exactly. That's awesome. I feel like, you know, you hear artists talk about that moment in their career and there's always like a little bit of a shift and you can like tell. And I see that in you right now. And I wanted to ask you about Cane Crunch because you just came out with your own cereal recently. Talk about why you wanted to do that.
Well, I've been trying to help charities as much as possible, especially like Boys and Girls Club and stuff. Mm-hmm. So when they told me about the cereal opportunity, the guy that did it before, I'm a huge Georgia fan, it was Nick Chubb, which was our running back, so I thought that was awesome. And then I'm a huge like superhero guy, so it's a superhero edition. They're like, it's gonna be like a Batman cover type thing, so that was awesome. And I'm just a huge cereal lover.
Do you remember like anybody that you looked at on a box of cereal when you were a kid and you're like, I want to be on a box of cereal someday? Or like, do you remember like what cereal?
I mean, I think the only person I remember is like Tony the Tiger.
That's like the only one I can think of too. But you know, I'm sure like Jordan was on cereal when we were kids and stuff too. Yeah. Like somebody always had their face on it. So that's so cool. And then, so you got your cereal. Kate's got her wine that she does. Mm-hmm. What else do you feel like you guys, like what are some goals that you have? Like other things that you want to like dabble in eventually? Like I feel like a clothing line has got to be in the works for you at some point, right?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of did like a small clothing line of the family stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was doing good. We were selling it at my
shows. You have great merch. Like your merch looks like really designed clothes.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was all by a designer. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Mine and her, I think our duet will definitely open doors for stuff.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's coming on the album. Is she, the last time we talked to you, you were saying she's a little bit nervous about like having to perform that song. Is she feeling like a little more comfortable with it now?
No, she's still terrified. And it's funny because everybody we've showed it to, they've been talking it up so much. Like,
really?
After they hear it. And so they're like, what are you going to do? Like, whenever you got to sing this on an award show? And she just stops in her tracks. She's like, I'm not doing that. She's like, I just thought this would be some like little cute thing that we would just get to put on the album and I would just get to sit at home, you know?
No, nope, you're going like, to have to bring her out for it. Have to
come sing. So I think she'll warm up. I don't know if she'll ever, her anxiety is so bad. I don't know if she'll ever get on stage like at ACM or CMAs if it got to that, but
I feel like you could get her there.
I don't know, man. we'll see, though.
We'll see. Well, there was one more thing I wanted to ask you about before I let you go.
So Michael Ray posted about how he was in a bit of a golfing accident. Yeah, and according to the internet, you were there.
Yeah.
He got hit in the butt. Yeah. What happened?
So I was about 50 feet away from him, and I was waiting for him to hit his shot. Mm-hmm. And all we hear is four. And you just hear, like, he had like these kind of shorts on. Uh-huh. You're four, and it's like, and it was a drive. It wasn't like it was just like a chip. Dude was driving.
Oh my God.
It hit him. He played it cool. Luckily, Jake Owen walked away like 5 seconds before dude hit it, or because he was in the spot, so it would have smacked him.
Oh my God.
Not saying, you know, Michael took a golf off the dick. Yeah, it was crazy because it just kept getting worse. It just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And so the next day he texts me.
Did he like fall over? Like I imagine that had to hurt so bad.
He took it like a champ, but he was hurting. You could see it.
I know. When he posted that picture, I was like, oh my God. And then I wondered if it was from the day that you guys were all playing. Yeah. But that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a 1% chance you get hit with a golf ball.
I know. But also, like, thank God it was just like, you know, not thank God I got hit in the butt. But like, also, if you get hit, got hit in the head or something, well, like you were saying with Jake.
Especially off a drive. He'd have been in the hospital.
Who won the game?
Oh, Jake. I mean, Jake was going D1. I beat Michael, though.
But yeah, exciting.
Michael be like, yeah.
Have you been golfing a lot? Are you good?
No, I've got. I just golfed for my 15th time.
You did?
Yeah.
I just started taking lessons, and I've been playing a little bit, do you like it? Like, are you finding it like a way to enjoy it? Because I used to feel like I'd be like, oh, that's like such a boring thing to do. I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
Yeah. I was the same way. It's very fun.
It's really fun.
Very relaxing. Yeah. Especially if you go to a good course. I got a funny story about that day, actually. We were at the gorge, right? Watershed. Uh-huh. So I had just got new clubs fitted for me, and I wanted to go golfing, which I knew Jake was a good golfer.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Michael golfed, but I invited him. So we went out, found a golf course 8 miles away, and I set it up. So Michael gets in the car, and he's got shorts and a t-shirt on.
Oh, no.
A regular t-shirt.
I know where this is going.
First thing Jake was like, have you ever been to a golf course? He's like, yeah, no, I'm going to buy stuff there. And we're like, all right. So we pull up, and it's like a bar on a golf course. It's the clubhouse. And I've been very spoiled with the golf courses I've been to, but every course I've been to in Nashville is...
at least has like a clubhouse you can run into, like exactly. A pro shop and grab
this
stuff.
This was a... I mean, good for them. It was a wife and a husband.
Just so mom and pop shop,
bar,
literally.
But it was like a farm that they put holes at.
Oh,
and we show
God.
Up, and there's a dude in flip-flops with no shirt on. First thing Jake says is, I think you're all right, Michael.
Because Jake's always got the best golf clothes.
Oh, dude, Jake looked like a created golfer. Like, straight off a video game when he came out. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. And then you guys get out there. I'm sure that you guys were probably, like, the last people they expected to pull up and play golf on their course, too. Like, they had to be so excited.
No, they didn't know us.
They didn't?
No.
I'm sure now they're probably like, somebody in their family is like, do you realize who that was there?
The people that were there, like, golfing, they knew us. Because actually, the guy that hit Michael, he drove up to us and was like, you could hear the panic in his voice. He's like, I'm so sorry, dude. He's like, I got to give you a beer. So he gave Michael a beer.
Oh, my God.
And they're driving off, and they're like, see you tonight.
They're coming to Watershed. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's absolutely incredible. Thank you for sharing that story. Yeah. And congratulations on the release of the new, or the announce of the new album. We're so excited for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.